Springfield's Pure Classic Rock, 104.7 The Cave. Mike the intern this morning on the phone with my good buddy Paul from Big Whiskeys. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
Doing good, man. Luckily, I'm an essential worker, so I'm still coming to work every day, which is definitely helping with my sanity. My thoughts go out to those that are having to figure out how to work from home and adjust to that, but we're here for you every single day, and obviously, we're here for our local business owners like Big Whiskeys, and you guys are kind of having to go through something right now, but you've, I'm sure, been able to kind of change your business model, and you're doing the curbside and delivery thing, right?
Oh, man, it's been crazy. It's kind of been a death or die kind of situation, and we're trying to hold our own, and it is one of those things that, yeah, we're doing the curbside delivery, we're doing the to-go. You name a promotion, we're trying to do it. I mean, it's right now we're just trying to keep the lights on, man.
That's good to hear, and I commend you for doing what you got to do to keep your workers working, employed, and paid. It's definitely been an eye-opener to see who is going to do what for whom, and one of the things I said at the beginning when this all kind of started rolling in February, March, is maybe we'll find some humanity in this, and I think slowly but surely it's happening. I'm seeing a lot more of it as I look around, which that's a very cool thing. What are some of the things you guys are doing right now?
Man, unfortunately, we had to lay off around 400 people, 20% of our management staff, so we kind of circled the horses and had to look at a whole new way of doing business. We went from, 85% of our total sales were coming from in-store dining, and then all of a sudden we dropped down to 15%. So we had to look at what are different avenues that we could, generate revenue to pay the current employees that we were able to keep on staff. And what we've done is we've created our delivery business, our to-go business, our carry-out business, and in this moment, what we realized is that I guess there's a reason that we're an essential location that needs to stay in, because people need that moment for us. We've done everything from happy hour promotions where you can get two appetizers and a six-pack of beer delivered to your house.
Oh, that's awesome.
All the way. Yeah, we've done all kinds of things like that. Last night, we started a growler promotion where we fill up your growler for free. With the purchase of an entree, and yes, we did get permission from the liquor control to do those things. But one of the things that I'm probably the most proud of is we're doing a Give Gratitude promotion that launches this week. So it's basically where you can donate $10, and it's almost like a help us help them. Where you can donate $10 to buy a meal for a first responder or a front lines worker. And I think a lot of the times we don't, and then we're going to get local businesses to match those. We've already had one local business step up and donate $10,000 to feed first responders and frontline workers. And here's the thing, the way that we look at it is, yes, the nurses and the doctors and, there's a lot more people at hospitals that are than just nurses and doctors. You got cleaning crews.
Yep.
You got intake people. I mean, there's so many people that work at hospitals. But also, our truckers out there, our farmers. There's people that are keeping, our grocery store workers. Could you imagine what the world looks like if you can't go get groceries? I mean, that is not something that we want to see what it's like. So those people are, those are also frontline workers, in our opinion. And so we're trying to raise awareness and raise funds for the Give Gratitude campaign, which it's already off to a crazy, awesome start. But it actually, because people are like, well, what can I do? And yes, you can go give blood and you can do all those other things. But for the Give Gratitude moment is that it's that thing for $10, we'll facilitate that. I mean, we might take food to a nursing home that haven't had any really outside connection with anybody for, I guess now we're going on week number 3.5, 4. I've lost count at what day is it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of one of those things.
Yeah.
Hopefully that thing gains some traction. And in return, Mike, that helps us because we're still being able to keep people employed. We're making the food. We're doing all those things. So it's really it's a catch-22. It's to help us help them. And that helps us.
Yeah, and
so
it's
that's something that's going to be a big deal for us.
It is, and I commend you guys for going above and beyond. I know a lot of different owners that are doing kind of the same thing along the same lines, and you made a great point. The guys and gals that are working the registers at the grocery stores, they're probably working 12, 16-hour days and not seeing days off for weeks because everyone's going in, and they have been. And yeah. So I think what you're doing is an awesome thing. If people want to find out more and how they can help, where can they go?
They can literally go to bigwhiskeys.com, and it's the first thing you'll see on our website. You'll see it blown up on Facebook and all of our socials. You know, but one other thing too, Mike, and what people want to know is, you know, they've been asking, what can they do? And I don't care if they order food from Big Whiskey. Order food from your local place, like whatever it is. Like make their habits your habits. You know, that is, you know, there's, I mean, we're down 85% in sales. And we're one of the better ones, you know, so, and that's not enough, you know, so as you are going through your daily habits to all those, I know that the Cave is the, you know, it's my go-to 90s shop these days, and all those guys that are building those houses, the construction workers out there that got the Cave on and they're listening to it, you know, I mean, you know, take your lunch break, and maybe make a different choice today. Maybe pick up carry out. From some place. I don't care if it's Big Whiskey's, just some place that is, you know, that's trying to do everything they can to stay open in these times.
I agree with you 100%, Paul, and definitely thank you for taking your time, and above and beyond, thank you for doing what you can to help those in need right now.
Hey, Mike, thanks for being the sanity in an insane world right now. I appreciate it.